know that there was a canal in Norfolk? Sarah King went to find out more by travelling in the North Walsham direction.
Sitting here on the banks of Norfolk's one and only canal, the North Walsham and Dillon Canal, it's difficult to believe this was once a busy waterway, with the juggernauts of their day, that's the Norfolk Wherries, transporting goods. This man-made waterway was built in the early 19th century, but its working life was short-lived. In recent years, the North Walsham and Dillon Canal Trust has been working to restore it to some of its former glory. David Revel is an organiser with the Trust and is here on the canal bank at Ebridge with me now. But David, why was the canal originally built?
Transport in the early 19th century was quite difficult for coal and other heavy goods because of the state of the roads. Some might say little change in that then, but it was difficult bringing coal down from Northumberland, which then originally came down by boat, was landed on the shore near Haysborough, and then carted with horse and cart to North Walsham for then distribution out to other villages and towns round and about. A group of local businessmen got together in about 1811, and they met in the King's Arms pub in North Walsham for a meeting to decide if they could get together, raise enough money to build a canal, because they heard that carrying goods on a canal is a lot easier and cheaper than horse and cart. So they got together and they did get the bill through Parliament asking for permission to build this canal. This bill was passed in 1812 and signed by King George III, and as in modern times, it did take a few years before things started to happen. But come 1825, work did actually start, basically ignoring the River Ant and digging out a canal, as is stated in the Act, from raw earth. This continued, and very quickly, really, considering they only had manpower and there were no machines in those days, and it was opened in great festivities in 1826.
But it didn't last for very long. What went wrong?
As with most canals in England, the railways started raising their ugly heads, and of course that was quicker moving stuff, especially from North Walsham to Great Yarmouth, for onward transmission to sea of London and so on. And it took several days to get from North Walsham to Great Yarmouth by canal. So the railways took the trade.
And what happened to the canal after that?
It still continued to be used up until the last wherry by the name of Ella sailed from Ebridge in 1934. And that was the last known commercial use up here. But before that time, of course, pleasure usage had come in. In the late 1800s, people decided, yes, it's going to be nice to be out on the water. And some of the wherries were even then converted into passenger carriers instead of goods carriers.
Lovely place to be. I mean, looking at it now, it really is very beautiful. But, of course, we've got to fast forward a few years to when it actually, your restoration began, and you've managed to restore parts of it, Ebridge being one of them. So tell me what this was like when the Trust started to become involved.
When we first came to this particular point, Ebridge, the lock was almost covered with vegetation. This mill pond was completely choked up, with barely water being visible. Completely on the right-hand bank, looking upstream from here, the water was maybe 4 feet wide.
Really?
But it was underneath overgrown trees and fallen trees, completely blocked, and a flood hazard.
And if we look at it now, it's what? How many feet wide would you say?
Straight across the pond here, I should think that's 140 feet across there. Basically, it's a 30-foot wide canal.
So, how did you do this? How did you restore it?
This particular point here, we had quite a small amount of work to do with this. It was the owner with machinery. Because, as you can imagine, looking at this tranquil site now, And bearing in mind that there was 4 feet of water on the right-hand bank there that you could just about see, there was an awful lot of, earth and reeds to be moved out of the way. Plus a couple of trees, of course, because they grow. And that was done by machinery. Expert chap, didn't use any levelling gear whatsoever, and he just put it on the bank over there, and as you can see, it is as level as you can get with the spirit level.
And how far could you actually go by water up from here?
From here you can go up as far as Spar Common, which is beside Backton Woodlock and Backton Wood Water Mill.
And how far is that?
That's about 1.1 miles.
And what's happening at Backton Lock?
That has been rebuilt, because when we came upon it, it was in a state of terrible disrepair, but it was also dry, as the water had been cut off further upstream by the authorities, and I believe that was National Rivers Authority some time back, when a sewerage farm was built at Spar Common to serve the town of North Walsham and its environs.
And it's still dry today, but a lot of work's been carried out there.
Yes, it is still dry today, but work is in progress to get the water restored to it. Water calculations have been carried out to ascertain that the flow will be sufficient as not to harm nature in the back soaks, and this is currently with the Environment Agency now being decided as to how we can proceed forward. But the banks have been totally restored now between Royston Bridge and Backton Woodlock, and to the water mill at Backton Wood.
So just talk me through the canal from the top right the way through to which bits have been restored.
Okay, the top of the canal starts now at Swayfield. Originally it started at Anting, of course, the River Ant originates up there, but the canal was formally abandoned in 1927 above the two locks at Swayfield. The part of the canal there from the two locks down to Swayfield Road Bridge, that is owned Mick and Anne Starling, who live in Swayfield, and they are quite active in assisting us with the restoration of the canal at that point. From Swayfield Road Bridge down to 20 metres below this Ebridge lock belongs to Mr. Laurie Ashton, who owns also Backton Wood Lock and Backton Wood Water Mill, which he has restored, the mill, but he's just waiting for water to get there to power it again. Yes, this part, as I've said just now, is usable from Ebridge up as far as Spar Common. From 20 metres south of this Ebridge lock down to 20 metres south of Honing Lock belongs to the North Walsham Canal Company. And so far we have been unable to work on any part of that apart from tidying up the lock, an area at Honing, and the Honing Staithe Cut. 20 metres downstream of Honing Lock to Wayford Bridge, that belongs to the Patterson Group, and again we've not been permitted to work on that. That is navigable, or it should be.
So have got any of the locks working at all on the canal?
No, there are no locks currently working. I think the first one that will be able to work will be Backton Wood once water's in there. The top set of gates have been built and installed. We're still waiting for pieces of wood long enough to build the bottom gates for that one. And after that it will be, I suspect, Honing Lock, because that's the boundary between canal water and the tidal water. And after that, Brigget Lock. The other two locks at Swayfield will probably not be restored because there's no outlet for them.
So ultimately, what would you like to see the canal used for?
Commercial use is not really a thought anymore, I don't think. We are not envisaging having holiday boats coming up here, hire boats. No one really wants to see a boatload of drunken yobs coming up here hooting and roaring, so that will not be a possibility. However, in the Act of Parliament, it does say that any adjacent landowner may have a boat kept on the canal. But what it's used for at the minute, this piece here, is canoeists going up, small sailing boats. We have a little work boat that we go up and down with here. We carry people up and down just to show them what has happened since their supporters come in by being a member of the North Walsham and Dillon Canal Trust. We have an open day down here at Ebridge once a year in June, and that is well attended by general people. And most of them came just because it's water and it's running and they like the atmosphere of the place.
So now you've got quite a lot of members that work on the canal. What's in it for them? What do they get out of it?
I think they're probably feeling the same as I am, in that it's a job well done and that you're actually seeing something happening for your efforts. And last work party down here, there was a family of swans on here, which of course had not been here for decades, because swans don't nest where there's no water. And eight swans and cygnets took off at once, circled this Ebridge mill pond and flew upstream. And that is a sight which makes hours of labour well worthwhile.
Well, that sounds very, very rewarding. David, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Most welcome.